Have you heard the following from your dentist?
Sorry, you'll need another crown. Oh, sorry, you'll need several crowns. Well, it looks like we're going to have to fill some more cavities, and it probably won't be cheap.
And let's not forget the dreaded one.
I'm afraid we're going to have to do a root canal.
If you've heard that from your current or past dentist, you don't want to miss a minute of this radio show. Because Dr. Randy Shoup and his Microscope Dentistry by Shoup team are changing patients' lives by avoiding crowns, preventing cavities for a lifetime, and they do everything they possibly can to avoid root canals. The biomimetic dental approach is all about preserving teeth, not immediately breaking them down, so more and more future procedures will be needed. Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, located in Indianapolis, is about long-term health and preventing repeated big bills. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. We're online at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
I'll take care of you.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much for deciding to spend another hour with me. This is where you go to learn things you are never going to learn anywhere else. Information, data, facts that help you make high-quality decisions for your health care, for you, your family, friends that you can advise and act as their guru as well. This is the place where you learn all the things you're never going to learn anywhere else. And if you know of the program at all, you know we start with Dental School 101, and this is going to be an audience participation. I'm going to ask you to do something. It's going to be integral to part of the whole program that I do here. You know, when you're trying to describe something that's really, really small, you'll raise your hand in front of your face, and you'll put your index finger very close to your thumb. And you'll hold that right up in front of your eye, and then you'll squint your eye like you're looking through it. And it goes, you little teeny tiny bit, or just that close. Well, I'm going to have you do that and say just that close in a few minutes when I do this part of the program. But I'm telling you, and I am on a soapbox, and this is going to be this. I'm going to tell you something that I saw that is the most egregious, the most damaging, the most insensitive, the most ignorant thing I've ever heard a dentist propose to do. This has set a new Olympic world record standard for abusive stupid. And I'm going to tell you what it is, but you're going to need to practice that little finger, index finger, thumb, squint your eye just that close. Practice that for a minute. And in Ask the Expert, you know, we talk about bacteria a lot, and oftentimes we couch it in something negative. It causes a disease. It causes something to go wrong. It's causing your body to misfunction. It is causing some sort of a disease state. But not all bacteria are bad actors, and we're actually finding we can train bacteria, yes, I said train bacteria, to do some pretty amazing beneficial things for us that we never knew was possible. And I'm going to describe two different instances out in the world where people are actually developing, training bacteria to do something really amazing. And you get to meet my good friend Marcia. Now, Marcia has a history of being a model and an actress. She has recently watched, unfortunately, it's so tragic, her mom fail with dementia. And she's become very, very concerned about how to keep her health the best it could possibly be. She heard this program when I started talking about the oral systemic health connection. And the moment she heard the program, she was compelled to do something that we all do on a daily basis, usually as a routine. She was actually driven to go do it right then because of the radio program. She's going to give you the whole story. It's a pretty cool thing. You're going to enjoy meeting Marcia. But first, How many times have you dropped your cell phone and cracked the glass? How many times have you taken any small piece of glass and done anything and had it break? What about Mother Nature giving us a solution to, by and large, indestructible glass? I'm going to tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
Being smart is so hard.
Well, as you all know, Mother Nature is pretty darn clever. Figures out how to do things that it's taken us a long time to try to figure out, and some things we still haven't figured out how she did it. Here's one of them coming out of McGill University in Canada. A new type of glass that's 5 times more resistant to fracture than standard glass has been created, and it could finally spell the end to smashed phone screens. The glass and acrylic composite material, which offers a combination of strength, toughness, and transparency, was designed by researchers at McGill University in Montreal, Canada. The stronger and tougher glass is inspired by the inner layer of mollusk shells called NARCE, N-A-C-R-E, also known as mother of pearl, which resembles a wall of interwoven Lego bricks at a microscopic scale. So if you have ever cracked open a mollusk, any sort of clam, and that real iridescent shiny layer on the inside of it, called mother of pearl. If mass-produced and brought to market, it could be used to put an end to high-end smartphones being smashed from even the smallest drop to the ground. The mother of pearl is that iridescent inner layer of the mollusk shell. And mollusk shells are generally created or built with chalk, calcium, very stiff but very brittle, certainly not very transparent. What happens is the mollusk is smart enough to take little chunks of protein and layer the chalk calcium protein sandwich one after the other. So you get the stiffness and the rigidity from the chalk calcium, and you get the toughness and the resistance to breakage from the protein. So the mollusk has figured out how to make a tough, pliable, durable shell out of what it has available. That's where pearls are made. When you introduce something inside the shell, the mollusk takes this combination of chalk and calcium and protein and produces a pearl. They look like stacked Lego bricks. So what the scientists have done at McGill University is they've taken little crystalline wafers of silica and layered that on a microscopic scale with a protein that holds it all together. They played with the index of refraction so that it is clear, and now they've produced this glass that is almost as tough as bulletproof glass if they scaled it up to the size of what we now use as bulletproof glass. It would be almost impervious to any bullet that's known on the planet right now. So you could have a, in essence, bulletproof glass cell phone when the glass is that thin. So there's new science coming for your cell phone, a new glass 30 to 100 times tougher than the existing glass that we have now. And what inspired it? A mollusk shell laying in the bottom of the ocean. Now, up next, this one really got to me. This one set me off, and this one set the bar for the most egregious thing I think I've ever heard a dentist suggest to a patient. I'm going to tell you what it is right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. It does feel good to receive insider dental industry info without having to pay for an in-person or online course. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show, and this is Dental School 101, where Dr. Shoup fields your questions and provides answers to dental questions you may have never thought about. Learn more now and ask your questions anytime at DTSradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it is so good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And I need to really warn you, I'm going to do everything I can to control myself, because as I tell this, I always seem to get ramped up and really, really agitated. And so I'll do my best to keep my composure and my cool. During the past week, I was witness to the most egregious abuse of a patient I think I have ever seen. Now, I've seen, and I've told you about, a lot of people that have come in and had horrible dental work done. And they've had dental work that has failed and refailed, and they've had poor root canals, they've had crowns that weren't even close to fitting, all that stuff. We've seen it all. But this past week, a brand new lady came in to see me, and this was for a limited consultation because she was just wanting to make sure that what she was thinking and feeling was could be confirmed by somebody else. Now, this is where the audience participation steps in. This is where you need to have been practicing your index finger next to your thumb, hold it up in front of your eye, squint your other eye, and then say, just that close. And so your fingers are real close, okay? So here we go. Here's the story the lady related to me. Over the past several years, she has been under the care of this one particular dentist. The one particular dentist has done a variety of restorations for her, all of which have failed. They have either leaked or broken or fallen out, and every time she goes back in, literally with one of these little restorations in her hand, the dentist creates some sort of an excuse for why it is her fault that the restorations are failing. You were chewing ice. You were grinding your teeth. You were doing this. You didn't do that. You were supposed to do this, and you didn't. You shouldn't have done that, and you did. Every time, the dentist never once has taken responsibility for anything that has failed in this patient's face. So the patient then starts to complain to the dentist that I'm having all these problems, and now when I take my fingernail and run it right along the gum line of my tooth, I can feel a little ditched-in area that is just sensitive as the dickens. When I get really, really cold stuff on it, it really is sensitive, and I can't touch it with a toothpick or anything. This is the story she's relating to the dentist. The dentist says, oh, you're brushing way too hard and eroding away your teeth at the gum line. We need to go in and put fillings on all of those eroded areas to protect your tooth. She said, yes. The dentist then proceeds to put tooth-colored fillings at the gum line out on the outside of pretty much all of her teeth. And they immediately start to fall off. She goes back. The dentist puts the fillings back on for a second time. Goes home. Immediately they start to fall off. This has happened now, and she's back in the dentist's office for trial number 3. And the dentist looks at her and says, well, it's clear that you have something wrong with your teeth. It's clear that there is something wrong with your enamel that won't bond to the material that we use, it's clear that you're doing something wrong with your toothbrushing. The only way to fix this is to put a crown on this tooth. Now, let me tell you, the teeth that he's wanting to crown, with the exception of the ditched-in area at the gum line, are perfectly virgin, intact teeth. They've never had a filling. They've never had a cavity. They don't have anything in the world wrong with them, other than this sensitive area at the gum line, which this dentist now has put three fillings in. All three of the fillings have fallen out, failed. And now the solution is, let's grind your entire tooth down to a nub and destroy your entire tooth. The lady sat in the chair when the dentist was telling her that, and the dentist said, but I have time right now, and why don't you stay and we can get you started? Now, this is where you need to put your finger and your thumb up in front of your eye and squint your other eye, because she told me, and she did this little maneuver, looked right at me, looking through her thumb and index finger, and she said, I was just that close to saying yes. She said, then somewhere out of the depths of my brain came your commercial on no more crowns. And she said, I was really absolutely ready to utter the words, go ahead. And she did it again. I was just that close. And she said, I think I'm going to wait and think it over. Whew. Am I glad she did that? She got up out of the chair, went to her car, called my office, made an appointment. She's come up to see me. I'm telling you, I'm going to fix her problem. I'm never going to even numb her up. I'm not even going to use a drill. I'm going to use the air abrasion system and the microscope. I'm going to restore the outside of the tooth, and it will be perfect. It will last her probably as long as she's alive. And the reason that all of her fillings are breaking, the reason that these fillings that he or she puts in on the outside of the teeth keep popping off, this woman grinds her teeth like no other. She has one of the most severe bruxing habits I've ever seen. I asked her, I said, the minute I saw her, I said, now what kind of bite guard, bite protector, night guard are you wearing? She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, the dentist had to have made for you a gadget, a piece of something that goes in, you wear it at night while you sleep, and so that you don't grind and flex and break all your restoration. She said, he's never said anything to me about this. So in about 5 minutes, I have diagnosed and figured out what on earth is going on with this lady, why she's having these problems that she is having, and that there is an absolutely, positively smooth, simple, easy, conservative fix for this. And this dentist was so ignorant that this dentist could look at this woman, and a freshman dental student would look at this woman and go, her teeth are really worn down. Isn't there anything you could do? That's how blatant this is. And this dentist never said anything and was blaming her for doing all these bad things when this dentist was putting restorations in her mouth, destined to fail, and then, out of absolute lack of skill, was going to grind these teeth down to nubs to fix the dentist's failures. Now, here's the thing that always gets me. This patient has been in this dentist chair, and the dentist has proposed treatment. This patient comes to my office. We call that office and say, we'd like for you to transfer the records, please, up to Microscope Dentistry by Shoup. Here's the thing that gets me. They never call me and ask me why. What are you going to do for this lady that she is going to you and having done that I wasn't proposing? They never call up and go, I'd be happy if they would call me up and chew me out. It would be fine because I'd have an opportunity to teach them. They never call me and say, I'd like to come up and learn what the heck is it that you do. They never do that. They just let them go. It's stunning to me the absolute abuse that this woman was going to suffer had it not have been for just that close amount that brought one of my commercials out of the depths of her hippocampus and played for her. She got the courage to get up out of the dental chair and come see me. It's absolutely stunning. This sets a new bar for a really simple, what's called class 5 cervical composite, buccal cervical composite. It's the simplest thing on the planet. And you fit this lady with a bite protector so she quits flexing her teeth all the time as she grinds them at night, and she'll be fine. That's it. It's just amazing. Absolutely stunning and amazing. So, just remember, just that close. She was just that close to watching all of her teeth be ground down. And then they would probably, half of them need root canals because the dentist probably is going to grind them down dry. You and I have talked about this before. So there's the whole cascade totally, totally diverted. Whew. I got to get my red cape out of the dry cleaner. I forgot to pick that up the other day. Now, up next. It's really popular to think that bacteria are only bad actors, diseases, yucky stuff, biofilms, ugh. But what if you could train them, teach them to work for you? I'm going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at dtsradio.com.
If you can't physically take notes as you hear this week's Ask the Expert segment, then you better be good at taking mental notes while you're out and about and listening. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. After the show, check out DDSradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's so good to have you here. I really appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. And yes, indeed, if you don't have a chance to take notes, go to ddsradio.com. It's all there for you. Everything that we do in the programmer's archive. So, we always think of bacteria as bad things, causing diseases, the 5-second rule of anything hitting the floor, don't touch anything, don't hold anything, don't breathe anything, you got these bacteria. What happens if maybe we could find some bacteria that might actually work for us? I mean, doing physical work, labor. It is absolutely a reality and a possibility. And this is from two different publications, two different articles that I was reading about, and they have a common theme. You know, I love to bring you common theme stuff from two different ways. So the first one is from the world of art restoration. Art restoration is tricky business because you certainly don't want to damage the artwork that you are trying to clean and restore. But nonetheless, a lot of the stuff that gets on artwork, and I'm talking about tapestries, I'm talking about frescoes, I'm talking about paintings, I'm talking about sculptures, the things that accumulate on the surface of those beautiful works of art that dull it, make it black, diminish it, and virtually ruin it eventually, it's tedious and time-consuming. You have to figure out what solvent do I use, the tedium of getting all of this solvent out. But there are some scientists in Pisa, Italy, that are doing some extensive restorations on some frescoes. Now, if you remember, frescoes are like Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. A fresco is where the artist will start with literally a wet plastered wall. He mixes the pigments in with additional plaster and then applies that pigmented plaster on top of the wet plaster that constitutes the wall. So the picture literally becomes part of the wall, okay? It's not like painting something on a canvas that just sits on the canvas. So they're trying to restore these frescoes. Some of these frescoes were taken apart and hidden, and what they did was they mixed up a bunch of animal-based glue and smothered the glue all over the artwork, and then they broke these frescoes out of the wall and transported them and stored them, and then they brought them back. Now, how do we get the glue off? Well, there happens to be some scientists that looked at an aerobic bacteria called Pseudomonas stutzeri. Pseudomonas stutzeri, particularly strain A29. These little guys have a voracious appetite for any organic material. They don't give two hoots and heck about plaster. They don't give two hoots and heck about pigments in plaster. They leave that stuff totally alone. But they love all the organic stuff. They love skin off of people's bodies. They love mucus from the breath of people that have been deposited on the frescoes. They love smoke from tobacco because it's an organic. They will eat away all of the glue that they use from the animal glue to hold the frescoes together while they were transporting it. So they have trained this Pseudomonas bacteria to be a particular appetite towards all these organic compounds. So now what they're doing is, for example, Michelangelo made a bunch of coffins and crypts and statuary on top of the tombs of the Medici family. And the Medici family was his, you know, benefactor and sponsor. And they have all these bodies in these tombs, but these bodies are decaying and they're giving off gas, and the decomposition of the bodies are causing all of the statuary to be stained. So now they're slathering this bacteria over the statuary, and they let it sit there for days and weeks at a time, and then they literally wash it away, and the statues are pristine, almost in perfect condition. They're doing this with frescoes, so they've got this bacteria that's working like a champ, doing their bidding. It's great. Now, in Argentina, massive amounts of mining, and they have huge quantities of leftover ore. It's particularly good for mining copper. And so reading another magazine that deals with pollution and how to mediate and how to reclaim polluted lands and polluted water, polluted earth, and so forth, I came across this article. In Argentina, they have found a Leptospirillum, an acid-loving bacteria, and in normal circumstances, these bacteria can dissolve and eat, literally eat a nail in about 3 months. What they found was if they starve these little bacteria, get them really, really, really hungry, and then feed them a nail, the subsequent generations of bacteria become better at eating a nail faster because they think they're going to be starved again. So over successive generations of breeding these bacteria, which I'm talking about a few months, they now have these bacteria, rather than taking 3 weeks, it takes 3 days. They can literally eat a nail to nothing. This is what's happening to the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean. The Titanic is covered with a bacteria. When you see the Titanic pictures and it looks like it has all these boogers and stalactites and stalagmites hanging off of it and everything, those are actually massive quantities of bacteria that literally is eating the Titanic. At one point, the Titanic will be gone. It will no longer be there. But this particular Leptospirillum bacteria has been trained, taught, cajoled into being much more aggressive. So now what they're doing is they have this massive amount of leftover ore junk from trying to refine copper. They've taken all the copper out of it they can, practically, and now they have all this leftover stuff. What are they going to do with it? What they found is, this is pretty cool, if they take this leftover ore from trying to mine copper, and they throw this Leptospirillum bacteria on it, it eats up the rest of the leftover junk and poops copper. Because there's still copper in this stuff. It's just so small and so hard to refine out. It's not worth it. But if you feed this junk to this bacteria, the bacteria dissolves the rest of the stuff away and poops out copper. And all you have to do now is refine the bacteria and you get a new batch of copper. It's brilliant. And so this is where you can have bacteria working for you. You can train it to do certain things. You can develop it to eat organic compounds and clean artwork. You can find a different bacteria that likes to eat nails and poop copper. What better world do we live in than that? It's incredibly cool. So yes, you can get a bacteria to do things that we otherwise thought was no longer able to be done. They're called extremophiles, extreme environment bacteria. It's really, really cool. Up next, you get to meet Marcia. She has some really significant whole body health concerns, and she was listening to Uncle Randy, and he was telling her things she'd never heard anybody else tell her. And she's going to give you the reason why she came to see me and how I fixed it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. The Dr. Randy Shoup philosophy that he will always back up with consistent action, preventing cavities for the rest of your life, providing alternatives to a mouthful of crowns, while looking at your health in the most thorough way possible. Experience what dentistry should be by meeting the Microscope Dentistry by Shoup team. Call 317-776-1100. We're online at ddsradio.com. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Thank you all for being here, and as you know, if you are a listener of the program at all, this is truly my favorite part of the entire program. I get to bring to you friends of mine that I get to introduce to you, and today we have a really special, a lovely lady. Marcia, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing. I couldn't be better if I get the chance to talk to you. So there you have it, right there, Marcia. I told everybody a little bit that you were, you are, but still are, an actress, a model. You do a lot of work in that arena. You and I clarified just a minute ago. No relation to Rodney. Danger.
No.
Okay, that's good. I'm really happy about that. That's okay. I'm disappointed on one side, but then that's okay. But You came to me after kind of having been away from dentistry for a little bit, and a couple of things came up in our new patient experience as we were looking at things that were really important to you and made some big changes for you. Would you mind sharing that with the folks that are listening? What were the things that were really big on your checkoff list?
Well, I had heard this program. My mother had recently passed away. It was May of 2019. I was not feeling well. I was tired all the time. I was not feeling well. And I heard you talking about the Alzheimer's stuff and the new research that was finding all these other things that oral hygiene affected. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm going to get up and go brush my teeth. I was going to take a nap. And so that's what I did. And then when I came back into the radio, it was a 317 number. So I called the next day and made an appointment. And I hadn't even worried about oral cancer, but you said, no, I didn't have to worry about that. Yes, there was some infection in my gums. We were going to deal with that. We had some teeth to be extracted, which scared me to death. Even though I knew they needed to come out, I have a terrible time with pain.
Sure.
And my daughter flew in from San Diego to hold my hand, and it was all very exciting and didn't hurt at all. I don't know how you did it. Even afterwards, what little discomfort. I can't even call it pain. After you extracted three teeth in one day, and the discomfort, I was able to easily manage with ibuprofen. So I was so happy. And today, about a year later, a year and a half, I feel so much better than I was. I don't know how much of it was grief or how much of it was problems with my gums, but all I can tell you is life is better.
Well, Marcia, I am absolutely thrilled and delighted for you. Yeah, I knew that you were really, really anxious about two or three different kind of big time items. And you mentioned something that's, I really want to come back to it, really, really important in that kind of percolating below the surface. You really didn't maybe think about it on a conscious level or anything like that, but there was this little thought in your mind about oral cancer. And as part of the comprehensive look that we do, we always do a very thorough look at all of that to make sure that there isn't anything scary. And you got a pretty significant sense of relief when I told you everything looks healthy, everything looks normal. It wasn't really a big day in and day out thing you thought about, but when I finally told you you're good, that seemed to be important to you.
Oh, yes. Incredibly, incredibly comforting, you know, to feel like there was hope. There was hope that I could get better, that perhaps I had come to the right place. And I felt that way because you were so knowledgeable in the program that I heard, and was thrilled to think you were right here close to Indianapolis. So,
it's so fun, yeah, because a lot of times when folks listen to these shows, they don't know where they emanate from. And so when you find out you're here in central Indiana and fairly accessible, maybe a little bit of a drive, but not terrible. The other thing that I thought was really interesting that you dropped on us was that your daughter flew in all the way from the West Coast simply to accompany you to an appointment that you thought was going to be major brain surgery or something like that. But I guess I'm happy to disappoint in that regard.
So was I. I felt kind of guilty that she'd come all this way. I was more worried about the aftermath, and there was no aftermath. Whatever you did clean and well enough that it just didn't cause me trouble afterwards.
Well, I appreciate the heck out of that. Thank you. It's nice to know that the technology that I have works pretty well. I will tell you the magic about that. It really is magnification. Those crazy big microscope lenses that I wear on my head with a magnifier. I can go in and be incredibly precise and incredibly gentle and find those areas where I can make things kind of loosen up and be easier. The days of grabbing a hold of a tooth and just kind of wrestling it out and, you know, sitting on somebody's chest, that's good for cartoons maybe, or a Three Stooges episode, but it's not modern dentistry. Modern dentistry with the magnification should make all the difference. And then the other thing you said, super important, and I'm really glad you did. You were telling us that you feel so much physically better now after having been through your therapies with Elena. Talk more about that, if you would.
Well, there is some homework involved. I have to do what she tells me to do as far as brushing, and you put me on the fluoride treatment, and which I really, that was unpleasant. But, you have to do it. But just generally, my thinking is more clear. It's not like a quick change sort of thing, like one day I woke up and went, woohoo, I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
But and I'm an old woman. I'm 68 years old, so it's
watch yourself. Watch yourself now. Watch out throwing that old stuff.
All I'm saying is gradually, day to day, when I look back to what I was feeling like in May of 2019 when I first came to you and what I feel like now, it's night and day. I'm not discouraged every morning when I wake up thinking, where's my energy?
Oh, my goodness.
And I just wrapped Christmas for 5 married children and 14 grandchildren.
Oh!
And I'm not dead yet, so I'm fine.
You're still talking to me. And I love that part. That's just the best part ever. Yeah, we talk about it on the program, but the oral systemic health connection. If you're running around with a constant chronic infection in your gums, it takes its toll on your entire body. It saps your energy reserves. It occupies your body with fighting off an infection. It never wins. And so you get that cleared up, and then all of a sudden, voila, hey, I've got energy that I didn't have before.
Yeah, yeah. And it's felt really good. So I keep my appointments and I try to do my homework and do what Elena tells me to do.
Listen, if you had to work with Elena, you'd do what she told you to do too. I'm telling you, I toe the line. I do not mess with Elena. I don't care what happens. Marcia, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your story with the listeners. It is just really wonderful. I know you've helped somebody out there and you don't even know it. So thank you very, very much for sharing that information, sharing your story. Really, really, that's a really magnanimous thing on your part. And I thank you for everybody.
Well, thank you for the work you do.
Well, it's a treat. It's wonderful. 2021 is going to be better than 2020. Doesn't have much of a choice.
It's bound to be.
It's got, yeah. Well, what option do we have? You know, what else?
Right.
You know, the only thing that make it worse is aliens that eat humans land tomorrow. I don't know what are
going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think
so
either.
But then I didn't see this coming either, so who knows?
Marcia, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I'll see you and Elena at the office next time.
Okay.
Thanks, all right. Kiddo. All right. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye. Well, there you have it. I hope you always enjoy listening to those programs as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. So now I want to get on my horse and Paul Revere this information. We are headed to Kenya and we are purchasing backpacks. We are purchasing math sets. We are purchasing pencils, notebooks. We are purchasing sunglasses, socks, all the things that a young kiddo needs that doesn't have anything in these backpacks. We're bringing 100 of these with us because we're going to treat 100 children while we are in Kenya in the 2 weeks that we're there. We need your help. Go to ddsradio.com or go straight to kinddentistry.org and give us your financial support. We're buying a lot of stuff. So until you and I have a chance to chat next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, baby, the whole